So, you've got this book out that Dark Horse has put out, and
that's right.
I think I interviewed you, gosh, it was 2 or 3 years ago when you came through Lawrence with O Pioneers, and you...
Oh, in the alley, right?
Right.
I remember that. I didn't know that was you. Right on.
Yes, so... You were at the time talking about doing sort of like, that was when you were in the process of the redrawn strips.
Yes.
And so evidently that was abandoned?
That did not pan out. At some point, yeah, well, the first 3 or so years of Nothing Nice to Say, available online at MitchClem.com/nothingnice, they were all... I threw away all the originals because I was stupid and I never considered the option of ever putting out a book. And I never saved anything in high resolution, so all the files were 72 DPI, like as good as you'd see them on the web.
Ooh.
Which you can't really use for a book.
That's gotta
you
be
don't
like,
want it to look horrible.
It's got to be like 300 DPI, right?
Yeah, at least. They counted like 6. So... So yeah, so I wanted to put the books out in order, and so the idea that I had that was sort of harebrained and over the top at the time was, oh, I'll just redraw 3 years worth of comics, which I got maybe a month into it and was like, this isn't going to happen.
So yeah. Will those redrawn strips ever see the light of day?
A few of the redrawn strips are in the introduction to the new book that's out right now. Collecting it's the new one collects like 2 years worth of the comic, like the second chunk, we'll say, and so to introduce the characters to everybody in case someone's worried that there's a continuity that they're going to miss out on, I threw a few of those redrawn ones in.
And the current story arc is all about, I guess, what would be the current internet brouhaha.
That's right. Well, by next week when this... you're running this interview next week, right? Like, by then, I think everyone will have forgotten about it.
Everybody will have moved on to something. But the Dillinger 4 album leak is...
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did this guy just email you out of the blue?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that was about. I honestly really can't wrap my head around it. You're referring to the guy who mastered the album, apparently. Wrote me just this... I made a comic wherein... One of the characters, downloaded in advance of the album, and the other character said, hey, get this out of the house. And the dude took that as me trying to rally the world into illegally downloading this D4 album and never paying for it ever. And he gave me this real sob story about, Dillinger 4 are borderline homeless, hardworking, salt-of-the-earth individuals. You know what I mean? Like, it's not for the album sales that this album is supposed to, generate. Like, they're all going to be sleeping in alleys on the corner selling themselves for crack.
And have you, just to be fair, have you actually heard have you heard Civil War?
Oh, of course. I downloaded it as soon as I found out it leaked.
Are you kidding me? So did I.
It's amazing. It's the best album of the year. Seriously, hands down, best album of the year.
Dark Horse contacted you, right?
That's right, my friend. They sure did.
How did that come up? I mean, not to sound incredulous, but I mean, how does one end up go from
webcomic
to having, a national, fairly renowned comic book company... Like the indie, I guess, if there were one.
Sure.
I mean, they put out The Goon.
They put out The Goon.
They work
put
with
out Sin City. Come on, man! They put out the Buffy comics.
They
I love them.
They work with the front man from My Chemical Romance. I mean,
mm-hmm.
They got some clout.
The thing that they don't tell you about Dark Horse is that apparently every single person there is totally into punk rock, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Like the publicist used to book shows, and like the guy that I, talked to, I don't know, they're all into it. So I guess it was sort of a thing that, I don't know, they all were sort of quietly into it, and then maybe they all found out that each other were into it. I got contacted by a guy, Tim, awesome guy. He said, hey, I like your comic. If you're ever thinking about putting out a book, you should hit me up. And I'm like, really? I stared at the email for about a week and cried and soiled myself and then eventually got back in contact with him.
And you're like, yes, please.
Yes, please. Yes, please. As it happened, I was already working on a book, that I was just going to self-publish. And I guess I ended up hitting the other extreme from that. So I sent them that, and he took it to a pitch meeting, and they just looked at it, and they liked it, and gave it the thumbs up, and the green light, and the go-ahead. Here it is.
So how long between contact and hitting the shelves? Like, how long between when they got a hold of you and how long, and then when it actually officially came out?
It's been less than a year, I'll tell you that. But it's been a while. It's been a while.
Did the release date got bumped up, didn't it?
Yeah, I think they it was supposed to come out on October 15th or so, ended up coming out September 15th or so. It like switched, I don't know what happened, some kind of weird back room, like they switched freighters or switched whatever, and it, I don't even know what happened. They told me like a week beforehand, like they wrote me an email like, oh, hey, by the way, the book's coming out next week. I'm like, oh my God, like I had things to do.
And, I mean, do you like being able to like hold that in your hand and like show it to somebody without having to boot up a web browser?
I really do. I think I was just having this conversation with Amanda earlier, but I can't read comics online that much. Like, they hurt my eyes. You know what I mean? Staring into a computer screen for that long.
And how long have you been supporting yourself, however that may be, as a drawer?
God, let me think. It's been, I would say, over a year. Over a year. But within the last year, it got to the point where, you know,
it's not scary.
I was really comfortable with it. I'm not looking for day jobs constantly still.
You've been doing everything. I mean, you've done flyers pretty much your whole time. You've been doing Nothing Nice to Say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the album art, but you seem to be moving into a little more visible territory. Are you and your fiance doing all the covers for the Under the Influences series that Suburban Home is putting out?
Yep, we sure are. I'm drawing them, penciling and inking them, and then she's going over them in watercolor.
And how many albums is that?
That is, there's going to be over a dozen records total, and they're each split 7 inches, and each side of the record gets its own cover, one of those kind of things. So at least 24, but it's going to be more than that.
In addition to the whole art thing, you have a record label you started?
Yes, my friend Abby and I started a record label called Facepalm Records. It's nothing big, it's just sort of for fun. We're just going to put out a couple 7 inches and CDs here and there.
Is your band, the Tiger Milks album, going to be the first release?
The first release is going to be a split 7-inch between Shangalang out of Las Cruces, New Mexico, and Brick Fight, formerly of Fort Worth, Texas, who are all now moving to California.
I love Shangalang. Actually, I believe Nothing Nice to Say was... Perhaps your blog was the one that introduced me to that band, and thank you.
They're unbelievable. Seriously, like, I think they're one of the best bands out there right now. And in fact, they're letting me put out a CD of, like, all their 7-inches in about a year.
I think we've covered everything.
I think we've got it.
Wonderful. Thank you for your time, Mr. Clem. I quite appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thank you. This was less strenuous than I was expecting it to be.
Good. glad I could make it less strenuous.
It was all you. It was all you.
Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. More about Mitch Clem and Nothing Nice to Say can be found at mitchclem.com and darkhorsecomics.com. To hear the complete audio of this interview, tune in to KJHK Sunglasses After Dark this Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. For KJHK News, this is Nick Spacek.